One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to the episode of Care Family.
Unfortunately, all you guys get is audio this week. We're back.
Sorry about that.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the last episode. We enjoyed recording it, and we still have a couple of visual stuff on our TikTok, wink, wink, and Instagram, wink, wink. So keep your eyes peeled because the visual content isn't done. But yeah, we just recorded one episode for you. And also, if you don't use Spotify, I'm afraid you might not be able to see the video. But
Spotify is free for podcasts, bro. Just go watch it. Just watch it there.
I actually didn't know that. So yeah, Spotify is free for podcasts. So just download the app, so you can watch us. Duh.
But yeah, guys, welcome back. We are on episode 88, and we have a really cute surprise for you guys in store. But before we get into that, let's talk. Catch up. What happened?
Well, I won't call it a surprise, Sha, before they start getting excited. But
I mean, interesting episode. Anyways, in new news, Ekin-Su is suing.
Ekin-Su de su.
So, for those of you guys that don't know, we actually spoke about this a few episodes ago. How Old Polly was essentially retiring Ekin-Su's collection because, like, their audience and who, like, her target, like. Who her audience is and Old Polly's target audience, it wasn't correlating. So they were like, off you pop, babe.
And totally, they should have known this from when they signed her. Because a lot of people were saying that they honestly blame Ekin-Su's management because, like, Ekin-Su, people, the reason why people loved her, I'm not going to say we because I'm not part of the we, but the reason why people loved her is because of her personality. Like, nobody ever said, ooh, Ekin-Su is a fashion girly. Like, no one ever said, ooh, love what Ekin is wearing today. Not to say that she can't dress, but fashion was just not her thing. Yeah. If you had gotten an India or a Tasha, especially Tasha, who was such an icon on her season in terms of fashion, I would be like, okay, yeah.
But yeah,
so obviously the Ekin-Su and Old Polly collaboration didn't work out and we found out that Ekin-Su was dropped. I think it's only been about
seven months
since she started. And then she got dropped about a month ago, And then we've now found out that Ekin-Su is suing. She's putting her foot down. I think it's overpay. So I don't think they paid her the full amount that she was due. Also,
I think there's a contract stipulation. So I think at the end, I think in the contract, she's supposed to get X. But, like, I think it states
in the contract. Like, they didn't get heavy sales.
Yeah. But then I think because they terminated, it's a bit of gray area right now. And I think they're refusing. So Ekin-Su said, you all are funny. I'm finna sue. So
Quick sidebar. So before we started this podcast, Chidera showed me her graduation dress. And I just want you guys to know that all your devices are listening to you. Because why is the exact dress she showed me on my Explore page right now?
You're lying. You're absolutely lying.
Chira and I spoke about this 10 minutes ago, and the exact dress she showed me is on my thing. Yeah, so you guys should just be careful what you say. Clearly, everybody's listening. But yeah, so Ekin-Su is suing. Whose side are you on, Ekin-Su or Old Polly?
I mean, I think like you said, Ekin-Su's management.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on the side of, like, I don't know if I would say I'm on Ekin-Su's side, but I also don't want to do fast fashion. But like, I don't know. I feel like it was not a shit deal, but it was a questionable deal to start with. Like, Old Polly is kind of aimed at, like, 18 to 24, like, you know, birth 18th dresses, graduation dresses, prom dresses. Like, Ekin-Su is a bit older, so I don't really... And she doesn't dress like those people dress. Like, you know, we have... Like, I think it was a shit deal to start with. Like, obviously, Old Polly is one of the, like, nicer ones, but like Ekin-Su and House of CB, I could see Ekin-Su and Opoly not really making sense. The same like Gemma Owen and PLT. Gemma's young, but Gemma dresses like an old house.
Gemma dresses like she's 40.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
And it's okay if it's that's her style, but that's just not PLT. Like,
that's not PLT. And then like now we're all in. Well, not me, because no money in my bank. But then a situation where like Ekin-Su's thing is not selling, but y'all still have to pay Ekin-Su because you went into it. And Opoly, they need to, whoever their social media marketer, their idea guy, they need to talk to the person that did Coach's rebrand, because Opoly went from selling 80, 100-pound dresses to 600-pound dresses. Come on. What fucking audience do you think this is? Who's making 600 pounds? Even if you afterpay or clear pay that thing, 600 divided by 4 is what?
You'll be paying through your nose, bro.
For the rest of your life. Like, yeah, I think I'm on the side of Opoly, but like Ekin-Su's management, they did her dirty with that one, because I'm sure now they're all looking at themselves like, oh no, you can sue. But like, life is life.
I just don't know. Like, I would never be on the side of a big corporation, because look, Opoly, they can give her the money they promised.
Yeah, they can give her.
I don't know what I need to see the contract, you know. I don't know what.
Yeah. I need context.
Yeah, I don't know. I need some context, you know. Well, I mean, when I saw the first Ekin-Su collection, I don't know if I said it on this podcast, but I definitely said it to the people around me that these clothes are not nice. Like, yeah. And these clothes are not Opoly at all.
And just
so I'm not surprised that the collaboration didn't do well.
And just put it into perspective for you guys, Tammy Hembrow, I don't know if you guys know who Tammy Hembrow is, but Tammy Hembrow is like a fitness influencer. Tammy Hembrow is like, I don't know how old she is, but she has 3 kids. She's a mom, but like she dresses like me and Anu, and she has a collection with Opoly, and it makes sense because that is how she dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like belly out, cleavage, like it's very like Tammy Hembrow, and it makes sense because that's how she dresses. But like Anu said, Ekin-Su was known for her drama on her season, not like, oh, her fit kind of banging, you know, like, come on now. But yeah, speaking of Love Island, Indami.
Is that their ship name? Indami? Even Indami? I call them Damia personally.
I call them Indami, can't I?
Okay, so yesterday was Dami's 27th birthday. Dami's and old. India said, you say how old?
He said Dami's old.
Yeah, he's old, not gonna lie. She planned him 7 surprises over 2
India years. Said, my man, my man, my
man. She said, my man, my man, my man.
And she planned him loads of surprises. One of them was she basically got a penthouse. And she did
So I watched the whole thing. So yeah. Surprise number 1 was go-karting. Surprise number 2 was a brunch spread at home. Made like a private brunch spread made for both of them. Surprise number 3 was a drive to this hotel called Cave. I'm not sure where it is, but it's like the whole like the ambience is like very dark and like, you know, very like supposed to be really aesthetically pleasing. And they got like a penthouse like with the balloons and stuff. They went for a little midnight swim. They used the spa facilities. Then they went in a party bus to a surprise dinner party for him last night. And
India,
who wants to be spoiled? Who wants to be spoiled? Contact me. Who wants to be spoiled?
Yeah, Dami are actually adorable. Like, obviously, that Deji guy, there was no hope. India just brought him back as insurance policy so she didn't look clumsy coming back.
She didn't look like an idiot.
Because even Soma, like those guys, India and Dami were in their separate couples for what, a week? By the next recoupling, they had recoupled back together.
So no, it was when they did that dramatic run to each other in the middle of the dance. So these guys are in love, Jerry.
I like how they're just kind of like enjoying themselves. They're not really trying to like prove anything to anyone, because I think one of the big things was like, I can't remember whether it was 2 seasons or 3 seasons ago, Mike and Priscilla, They were like the expectations of Backlog. But speaking about those two, it's like they've been seen back.
They are spinning the block. But yeah, Mike and Priscilla were like,
I said the black love pressure is on us now. So let's get back together.
Yeah, India and Dami are carrying. Well, I would say like with Mike and Priscilla, they're probably like the first fully black Love Island couple. They didn't make it to the final, which is why they were not as big of a deal as India and Dami. I think they came fifth or so. But yeah, they were quite close. And I think, yeah, they said they broke up because they felt like, you know, they had to carry the whole black love of the UK on their heads, which I get. But now it seems as if they're getting all cozy again. But India and Dami are carrying, so they don't have to, they can rest.
And there was a lot of discourse about, obviously, not a lot of babes were posting what India had done for Dami.
Yeah, they say, why aren't babes posting this one? That Dami had done it for India. When Dami did it for India, all of them were posting.
I found it interesting because someone said something that I think I personally resonate with. It's like, when girls are in love, their account is bottomless. And
sure, I said, I personally resonate
with that. Because, like, you know, as a man in the relationship, you're supposed to, like, do this, do that, spend all that money, like, but like when it comes to your man's birthday, I'm finna show up and show up because this is someone that showed up and like I'll be having a bad day flowers. I'll be doing this. Like, you know, men matter too. So that's why the accounts become bottomless. But yeah, I think India and Dami can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm so sorry. Everyone else is chime beans. They can do no wrong in my eyes. Mm. But yeah. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, Jonathan Majors.
Did you guys hear that? That's...
Yeah, I think... I don't know. It's not that I don't know, because obviously he has been accused of something very serious. And I just think that's so wild. Like, you know, everyone...
What's scary to me is like, how many people have that past? Like, because obviously, when you're just a regular Joe, no pun intended. Have you watched You, by the way?
I've watched a bit of it.
Oh, it's too creepy. Ooh, I wanted to talk about it. Well, yeah. If you're just a regular Joe, if you do something bad, people are not going to know. But obviously, when you become famous, your whole life is under a magnifying glass. And unfortunately, people find out things, and Jonathan Majors, who we've literally been giving him all his flowers right now based on Creed, but I think he's in one of the Marvel films.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but pop off.
Yeah, so obviously he's been, you know, he's been doing great, and suddenly, we hear that a woman has accused him of assault, strangulation, and all sorts of other domestic violence related things, and it's just like,
yeah.
And I've also heard that she recently recanted her statements, but that's given she was paid off, because yeah. I wasn't making a statement in the first place.
Yeah, it's also heard that she was granted a restraining order as well. I don't know how true that is, but yeah, I just think, like Anu said, you really are under a magnifying glass, and like, just like the whole, like, if you're a regular Joe, like, yes, but like all these, so many male celebrities have such dark pasts, but no one's ready to talk about that yet. But yeah.
Anyway. Just letting you guys know what's happening in the world. Moving on swiftly to the episode title. Obviously, we hope justice is served in whoever's favor, but we hope justice is served.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So today we are going to be playing a game. It's been a while since Jay and I have played a game.
Purr, 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 purr.
It's called the And Game. And it's actually a physical card game if you want to buy the physical, but we're going to be playing the app version because the app gives you a few free plays a month. So we're going to be using our free play to talk to you guys. So me and Trey are going to have a moment, and you guys are going to listen to us having a moment.
Anyways, I'm joking. Love you lots, guys.
Keep your
When I left England, I cried because it was just full of so many meaningful connections. It's crazy. Anyways, so yeah, one of us is going to ask you a question, both of us are going to answer, and it's not like, oh, yeah, right, I'm wrong, just like seeing if we're both on the same wavelength, you know? Okay,
All right, take it
so
away.
first question is, when do you think I feel the closest to you?
I think when we're doing the podcast,
Yeah, I
or
think that's right.
when we're together in person, one or the other.
Yeah, I feel like our friendship has definitely been very like quality time based because like we're good friends over the phone. Like we'll send each other a meme now and again, but like I feel like ever since we're younger, like I go to Anu's house, Anu comes to my house, or like when I went to go see Anu in England, like the connection is really fostered when we're together. It's very quality time based. But yeah, I agree. I agree. Okay.
And then, what do you think? When do you think I feel most closely?
Yeah, I think like when we're, I don't think when we're doing the podcast, I think when we're together. I think with the podcast, sometimes it's like, yeah, we want to gist, but like, it's like we also have a job to here. But yeah, I think when we're together.
To work. I'm at working.
Yeah. These are taxable hours. Yeah.
Says okay. Okay, next question. What is your favorite memory of us and why is it important to you?
Our favorite memory. We've done so fucking much, Jesus. I wouldn't say like one in particular because I feel like these have happened, but I feel like every time I went over to your house and like we baked and then we just did and then we chilled and then we just did, especially after I'd gone, I think it was one of the times after I'd gone to, like one of the first times after I'd gone to England, and it was like I'm feeling very like left out of all my friendships, and I think we're just like having a girl's day, like we just did fuck all, we made little cakes, and I left because obviously my mommy is always trying to pick me up early from the motel. I was one of those children that was never allowed to stay past that. But I think we had made cookies and they weren't ready. And like you were like, I'm gonna send them to me. And you know, everyone's like, yeah, I'm gonna send you. But like the next morning, cookies are actually.
Driver came with the cookies.
Yeah, I think stuff like that's like you just can't like you can't create those moments. They just either happen or they don't. And I think, yeah, that's why it's very important to me.
I think for me, my favorite memory of us, and why it's important to me is might be hard to believe, but actually when Chidara came like 2 weeks ago, just because I feel like our friendship is very like sometimes it can be quite up and down, it can be quite rough. Because me and Chidara are quite opposite in personality, and
Yeah.
we clash because of us sometimes. But then I feel like that was the first time in a while that we've been together. We were just getting along. We were sharing secrets. There was no beef. We didn't fight once, guys.
Yeah.
And for me and Chidera, that is, I think it was
That's
important to me
great.
because it felt like a bit of a turning point. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but I feel like since then we've spoken, like we've sent each other a few more memes than normal. We've
Yeah.
spoken a bit more than we would, like, because there was a point in, like, we just used to talk about podcasts because, But I feel like now
Yeah.
we, yeah, we spend a bit
And I
more, like, we
think,
go back a bit to the way we were before.
yeah, and I think I love this, I love this podcast, but I think the podcast definitely took a toll on our friendship because it was like, yeah, like there were very hard times where like I would do something where I wouldn't be taking stuff seriously, and I'd be like, well, we have a podcast. Like, and you know, it did put a strain because it was like, yeah, you're my friend, but we also have a business.
But not even just from like that point of view, but I also think it kind of made us lazy because we were like, well, we're gonna speak to each other
on Tuesday, yeah, and then so, I'll just try and tell you everything that's been going on. Yeah. Podcast is great, but you guys see what you've been causing. You've been causing tension. Okay. The next one is, what was your first impression of me that you never told me?
The thing is, when I play these kind of games with friends that I've had for 10 years, and they ask me what my first impression, I don't remember what you were like when I met you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
First impression, I don't know.
I don't know. I think I was quite intimidated by you.
Excuse me, why?
I don't know.
You guys look like
that's the
so
thing.
Nice.
You are very nice, but you seem like the kind of person like, I know who I want to talk to. I have my friends. And if you're not one of them, fuck off. But then we actually started speaking. Shout out to Kay Adeleko because that was a link. But yeah, we actually started speaking. And then we found out we had, like, not loads in common. But, like, there was a lot of common ground. And I think what fortified our friendship was, like, obviously you were in a different boarding house from I was. So the only time we really, really saw each other was, like, prep or over the weekend when like we'd have an activity but we just fuck off and do fuck all. But like when we started living in the same boarding house and it was like
and then just as we were getting close to that person, gotcha.
But yeah,
grabbed that from that situation. I think maybe one thing I remember thinking about you when we were younger, Chira just seemed like she had her life together, because you know those people that have nice handwriting at 11, like, why is your handwriting nice at 11? Like,
I don't understand.
Nobody's handwriting was nice when we were 11. But sure, so I feel like, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. And then obviously we had a school trip in year 8 and she basically planned the whole thing. So that also,
like, oh my God. Every time I remember that thing, it feels like a fever dream. Because for
they had a 12-year-old plan a school trip.
For like 13 years, there was so much boy and girl drama. You'd have thought we were high schoolers. It was given an episode of High School Musical: The Series because there was too much going on that trip. But yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
Next one, similar kind of vein. It says, "Describe the first time we met, but from my perspective, as in like, what do you think I was thinking the first time we met? First of all, we have to remember the first time we met.
I don't know. I can't." I feel like maybe the first time we met was like, first time we met was like maybe on like the first day of school when everybody was meeting everyone. And I was like, oh my God, hi, I'm Chidra, hi. And then we just never spoke after that. But like,
what do you think I was thinking? Like, you're supposed to tell it from my perspective.
Oh, the thing, the first time we met, the one I actually acknowledged was, I think you were speaking to Quan School and I walked into the conversation. And I think you were thinking like, oh, this is my friend, like, oh, she seems interesting, but like maybe I'm not going to speak to her like after this, like it's going to be a conversation, like we're just going to have now, like she's vibey, but like fleeting.
And then from Chidara's perspective, I feel like Chidara, when she was younger, she was one of those babes that like, who is this girl? This is my best friend. Please, nobody should. Please, who is this? Who is this?
Identify yourself.
Take a few steps back.
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like, I may seem very extroverted now, but when I was younger, I was quite introverted. I hated speaking to new people. It actually scared the shit out of me. Like, I was very, that's why like going to England was really hard for me, because I had established, I had like gone from like not talking to people to like establishing roots in my class, like with all my friends, like I'd made my friend groups. I had these little things I had every half term and I was like, no, I have to start making new friends. Oh God. But yeah.
Okay. Next.
How do our differences enhance our friendship? Let me just say this. I'm the muscle and Anu is the reason. That's all I need to fucking tell you. Because I think Anu is very like, I didn't even let you answer the question, but talk.
It's okay, you go, because you were gonna answer it anyway, and then I'll answer after you.
But yeah, I think Anu is very like calculated and like, let's think this out. Like, let's talk you through. Why do you feel this way? and like your feelings are valid and blah, blah, blah. And I'm very like, I'm very, very protective over my friends. So like, when shit goes down, my friends like, who we fighting? Like, square up or square the fuck out. And let me put it in mind for you guys, I've never fought a day in my life. I'm just so unhinged. I'm always ready to fight. And that's the problem. But yeah, I think you're the reason, and I'm just the like, oh, fuck around and find out kind of friend.
I feel like our differences, the question is about how our differences make us stronger, because
Yeah.
okay,
How do our
so
differences enhance our friendship?
so I feel like, as I said earlier, they're quite different. I feel like because sometimes we look like we're about to clash, like I feel like our differences force us to be more patient with each other. Because like where Chidera like let's say related to the podcast, like she might not do something on time or whatever, like I can't be angry every single time, because at the end of the day I will also make my mistakes. And if I'm working with someone, I cannot be working with somebody that I'm shouting at every week, because then she too, she would not want to work with me. So sometimes like I just have to be like, okay, I understand, like let's reschedule or let's pick another day or let's work it out. Whereas with Chidera as well, like I feel like Chidera is more go with the flow than I am. So there'll be times where I might pick up on something, and she in her mind she's thinking like, but this is just like, this is not even that deep, like can you stop yelling? But she has to like kind of understand where I'm coming from. So I think it's forced us to kind of be more patient and see things from like the other
The other
person's
person's perspective.
point of view. Yeah. Word.
Look at us forging connections here.
Emmy, no, Emmy winner, Emmy nominated. Anyway, the next question is, when do you think I feel closest to you? Do we already have we had
We've
this
already
question?
done that one, yeah.
Sorry, I'll cut it out. I'll cut it out. When do you think I feel most secure in our friendship?
I think like, good question. I think like you said, like are different, well, like we're very different people, but I think you feel most secure, like no matter what like we're going through or whatever, like I'll always have your back. Like we could be racking about like a podcast episode or like a caption or something didn't go out on time. But like if the next time I'm supposed to record, you're like, oh, I'm having a bad day, it's like I ain't finna yell at you. Like, you know what? Like, let's pause. Let's like go, let's come back. Like, I think that's one thing that makes you feel very secure. Like, no matter come like push comes shove, like you can be having the worst fight in the world. But like if someone's bitching about I know in a circle, I'm finna swing. Like
You see what she has, and she's the muscle. You see what she meant.
but yeah, I think definitely just knowing like no matter what happens or like whatever is going on with both of us and our podcast channel, like I will always have your back, podcast or on podcast related. Yeah. What do you think makes you feel secure?
When do you think I feel most secure in our friendship? When do you think I,
Yeah, when do you
so
think
you,
you feel secure?
oh, when, okay, when do I think I feel secure? I
Yeah.
think when, like, I don't know, I maybe when, like, Chira shares something about her life with me, because she's not very, like, I feel like you're the kind of person that Chira is a don't ask, don't tell kind of person. If you don't ask her, she won't tell you. So when she goes out of her way to tell me, I'm like, okay, she actually rates me, like, I'm actually a friend.
That's fair. Like I said, I'm very people have come to me as a woman, so me I've learned if you don't ask me,
No,
I'm gonna tell
he's
you.
traumatized.
I'm so traumatized. Yeah, okay. Next one is, what was the experience that connected us the best and why?
Don't know.
I don't know. What has connected?
Experience that connected us the best. What connected us? Connected.
You guys can't see us now, but
We're connecting.
no, I feel like obviously because we have this podcast, everyone is kind of waiting to expect the podcast. And I was going to say the podcast, And I think it kind of makes sense because, like, starting a podcast is in beans. And I think a lot of people think it's just, oh, I'm finna buy a mic, table, four men, let's go. Like,
no. No, but clearly that's what a lot of people are doing, because if not, podcasts will not get so much slander. Because that's what people
yeah. are doing. I think our podcast has shown us, like, I don't want to say it's kept us in touch, but it's kept us in touch. Like, it's like, oh, like, I feel like when I was in England and you guys were in DWC, it was like, oh, maybe I'll call Annie's boarding house like once every month or something like that. But like, this makes us like, oh, I'm finna see Anu on Tuesday. Like, that's great. Or like, if I find something funny, I can show it to Anu without being like, oh, it's awkward. We haven't spoken in a while, you know, kind of.
You know those friends that every time you speak to them, you have to say hi, because you can't just drop in with a meme because you've not spoken to them in a while.
Yeah. And I think it's created, like, a comfortable environment for us. Like, we don't have to speak. Like you said, it's made us lazy, but it's also made us kind of friends. Like, we don't have to speak every single day, but it's like, oh, when we come on the podcast, like, the jokes are still funny. Like, the content is still content, you know? And it still makes... It was the content that started it. It was us sending memes back and forth and our hot takes that created this podcast. I think the podcast has made the hot takes even funnier and better. Because we have to cater to you guys. You love
I was about to insult you guys.
I stopped. Do you see how I stopped myself?
What's the question? Ask me again. What's the question?
The question is, what was the experience that connected us the best and why?
No.
Can you be serious?
I don't know, to be honest. I guess it's the podcast. Unfortunately, everything goes back to the podcast. But yeah, guys, listen to the podcast, because...
What are you doing if you're not listening to the podcast? We're not men with mics. We won't hurt you here.
I'm not men with mics. Okay, next question is, what's the one thing I could do that would dramatically improve my life?
Peculiar. Believing in your flex a bit more.
Really?
Yeah, I think you have so, like, you're so talented, especially like with stuff like creative wise. I don't think you thought you had an avenue like that, but like, believe in your flex, baby girl. Like, you can do loads, and I've seen you in action. Like, I know it's possible, but like, I think you just like downplay yourself a lot. And maybe I'll start beating you up every time you do it, so I'll condition you.
Cry.
But yeah, I think you need to believe in your flex a bit more. Like, just, yeah, just do you.
Okay, mom.
What do you think I could do to dramatically improve?
Dramatically. But she has to dramatically improve her life. Dramatically.
Dramatically.
I think I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because of, like, you know, people coming to you as a woman and going through a few things in the past, like maybe with friendships or with relationships or whatever. I feel like you sometimes forget that you're loved. Like, I feel like you like people that have, like, that are your friends, like maybe they don't talk to you for 2 weeks and she's like, oh yeah, this person's not my friend anymore, or like
yeah,
that, oh yeah, the world is just like, everybody just hates me. I feel like sometimes you forget, like, how much, like, the people around you actually care about you. And I feel like sometimes don't jump to the worst, like, conclusion. Like, I feel like if you trust, like, the people around you, trust that they care about you, trust that they love you and they want your best interests at heart, and, like, listening to the kind of things they say and things like that, like, I feel like that could dramatically improve. Because I feel like right now your guard is always up, even with your close friends. But you need to be that way. You know? How to get
open
you.
Open the gates.
Open the gates, sugar.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think I'm an older, I'm trying to get rid of that, like, irrational side of me. But, like, I've been, okay, I'm traumatized. That's too much. I've seen things in my life.
Yeah, no, I think you're definitely right. I think especially the whole like when I don't speak to people for a while and then I see they've been doing other things, like wow, they hate me. Like, yeah, I already get my head about stuff like that. But yeah. Okay.
Right.
What's a question you know I don't want you to ask?
What's the question
You
I
know.
know you don't want me to ask?
Yeah.
Sorry, ask me that question again. Let me take it in. What was the product and the grammar is a big deal. It's
Yeah.
confusing.
What's a question you know I don't want you to ask? So what's something you know I don't want you to ask me?
I know you. I know you don't want me to ask you. I feel like it has to be something deep, like
Yeah.
something to do with your relationship with your parents, or like I feel like there's some,
There's a
like,
lot of gray area.
yeah, there's a lot of layers there, and I
Yeah.
feel like, yeah, probably that's.
Yeah. I would say mine would be like something about like relationship wise.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Me that have no boyfriend. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying like
Relationship.
just relationships in general.
First. When do you feel that I judge you and why do you think I do?
When do you judge me? When I release stuff, it's, guys. Guys. You guys don't know me. I recently during COVID, I actually found out I had low iron levels. So it kind of answered a few questions in my life about why like I was feeling very sleepy all the time. And just this is prefacing the issue. So I sleep a lot, especially like with work and school. Like any free moments I have, I'm asleep. The people that I know, I'm asleep. And obviously that takes a toll because I'll be supposed to, especially with like time difference, I'm supposed to drop something at like 4 and I'll fall asleep and it'll be 8 o'clock. And I'll be like, shit, I forgot to
Sarah
drop.
will now message me at 2 a.m. I'm just like, excuse me.
Yeah. I think as much, and I appreciate you, for as much as Annie tries to be patient with me, sometimes she just snaps. And it's fair enough because like at the end of, like we've said this so many times, at the end of the day, this is a business. That's supposed to make money. And you know, like yeah, I think when I like drop stuff late or like it'll be like Thursday and I think it's Wednesday, trailer is supposed to go out, poster is supposed to come out, like just like nitty-gritty things I don't forget all the time. But after we've had such a high and something like that happens, it's like fuck, Chidera, you stupid cow. Like she's never said that to me, by the way. But I think yeah, when I like
Thanks for clarifying.
when
It's
I
not
delay
emoji.
on time commitments. That's a big one. Yeah.
Okay, and then for me, when do I feel that Chidera judges me? This is my answer is quite ironic because the question is about judgments, but I feel like Chidera sometimes sees me as judgmental, which is why I feel like sometimes she might not tell me things about her life based on judge that she thinks I'm gonna judge her. Why do I think she does it? I don't know. I feel like probably when she first left school, like the same secondary school. Obviously, you know, people in the UK, the way they grew up on the fast lane. So she joined the fast lane, and I was just like, I just had to let her know that she's on the fast lane. And obviously she didn't really like that. Maybe my delivery was also not great. But we live and we learn. But I feel like sometimes like she still sees me as that person here and
Yeah.
that is telling her that she's living on the fast lane.
Living on the, I like that, living on the fast lane.
Living on the fast lane.
Some people in England take vodka shots when they're 2 years old, bro.
I
And
saw
it just
Chira is doing it. When Chira did it when she was 14, she thought, well, Sally did it when she was two, so
again. And I think, yeah, I think, yeah, I think sometimes some of the like stuff is like my brain says, so she's like, I tell her this now. Something will happen. But I think, like Anu said, we live, we learn, and we grow. Like, I'm definitely like, especially since I moved to America, I'm a completely different person and I'm working on that because I'm very especially my friends in England, I'm very secretive. Like, I don't really tell people stuff anymore. Like, for those of you on my private, I just put my man's face on my private story, and we've been dating for like years. So yeah, I'm very like, well, I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to like share more about my life and be more open with my friends, because at the end of the day, like, your friends are like, your friends are you. They're a representation of you, and if you're open to things, your friends are too, you know. Inspirational quotes. Write it down. Write it down.
Write it down.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. It's you.
When do you come to me for help instead of your other friends? She needs someone to swing.
Yeah. If I need people to ride at midnight.
I'm that person.
But I also feel like when it comes to like Apple and tech, I feel like there's some specific, there's a field of knowledge that nobody else has that Chidera has.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I think, yeah, definitely that Chidera has a vast knowledge, not even just about Apple, but I think about technology in general.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, that's one thing I would definitely, and yes, when you need somebody to fight. I also feel like when you need somebody to indulge your madness, quick story.
I was about to say that. I was
a
like,
few years ago, I wasn't even saying that this person and I were talking. We're just doing rubbish. And the person told me that they liked me, but then they said they were joking or something like that. And I was like, I need to find out whether this person actually likes me or not. So I sent her out a mission. And she basically gaslit the person into making them believe that she had told them that they liked me. And the person was like, oh yeah, I think I told you that. Well, yeah. And then got the person to kind of say whether it was the truth or not. The person said they didn't actually like me. I think they just said that because they didn't want to tell Chira because they knew he would get back to me. But yeah. Chira did a fantastic gaslighting work that day. But yeah, yes, sometimes think, when you wanted somebody to
encourage you. I think I'm very much a friend. Like, when you're just, like, as much as I am irrational, I am rational. But, like, I feel like when loads of my friends are in situations and they just want a moment of madness, I encourage moments of madness. Which is, guys, it doesn't speak a lot to my character. I'm a very, very nice person. I'm not, like, but like I said, for my friends, I will be right at fucking dawn, bro. Are you mad? Are you crazy? When do you think I come to you for help instead of my other friends?
No, I just answered. So you answer. When do you come to me instead of me?
I think I go to Anu for help, like, when I need, like, I think out of all my friends, Anu is the, like, calmest and the most rational.
Really? Wow. I'm laughing at all of Chidera's friends.
Yeah, I go to Anu when I need a bit of, like, rationality. Even though, like, 8 times out of 10, it's probably not what I want to hear, and I'm probably going to get angry in 3 seconds. But then I'll be like, "She was kind of spitting low key." But yeah, I think when I need a bit of like rationality in my life, because I'm very full. Like, I wouldn't say I'm like, as much as I joke about on this podcast, but like, I'm very like, sort it out in the moment, or don't sort it out, or like, I just don't really care for people that like do stuff and don't really like, you know, you're not finna put your money where your mouth is. Like, I will always put my money, like, if people come to me and they're like, oh, I heard you said this about me, and what? I don't know about it. Like, I'm very like that.
Next question. How have I changed since we first met?
I think you've become more open to a lot of things. I think obviously, that's what Nigeria creates. Nigeria creates, like, wild kids, but it also creates very, very sheltered children. No one's ready to talk about that yet. Mm-hmm. But I think you've opened your mind up to, like, okay, like, not even, like, about stuff with life in general, but, like, okay, I have my solution, but my solution isn't the only solution. Like, there are many ways to get from point A to point B.
What?
How do you think I have changed?
I feel like, yeah, I mean, as Chira said, like, when we were younger, she was a bit more introverted. Like, I don't think 12-year-old Chira could fathom that 21-year-old Chira comes to come and talk to strangers once a week. Yeah. So for the past 2 years, and, you know, makes video content for the world to see. Like, I just,
I feel like she's definitely become more outgoing. She puts herself
out there. General could not speak to a boy without shitting her fucking pants.
Now, 12-year-old Chidera is owning the men.
Yes, sir.
You go.
Okay. All these moments. What are you excited for us to do together in the future and why?
Ooh, I think I'm excited for us to travel. Chira and I, when we were younger, we used to call ourselves adventure partners take Cotonou, adventure partners take Atlanta. It's time to revive that. A couple of trips I went on last year, Chira was supposed to be there, but she was going to station herself in America. Yeah. Well, you guys should stay tuned.
Stay tuned!
I don't know what's happening. But I'm very excited for us to travel because I feel like, obviously, the older we get, the more money we'll have, and it won't really be an issue of children. I can come all the way to Europe, I can go all the way to America. We will be giving alternate this year, Jamaica, next year.
I was about to say that with all our other friends, the trip in the works. And like, I think usually, like, when there's a trip in the works, it's usually like false dreaming. And the two trips I was supposed to go on, like, yeah, I wanted to go, but this trip with our group of friends, like, we're trying to make it work for everybody. Like, we're trying to get everybody to go. And I'm really, really excited for that because I've never really, like, been on a friend trip away. And the things we have planned, this trip is going to be great.
If you guys don't hear any podcast episode around that time, nobody should call me, nobody should text me. Please, I'm busy.
I'm on holiday.
What about you?
Yeah, I answered mine, the trip. I'm so excited for that.
Okay, the trip. And final question. I'm trying to pick a good one. If this was our last conversation, what's something you'd never want me to forget?
That, like, it seems to sound so cringe. You guys, I'm not moist. But, like, that, like, no matter what happens, like, we're adventure partners or podcast partners or best friends, like, there really is nothing, like, we may fight now and again, but there's really nothing that's going to, like, rip the friendship apart. I think, like you said, we're very, very different people, but the fact that, like, we get along and we gel so well, I think is a testament to how much we've both grown up. And yeah, I just want you to remember that, like, I love you, I care about you, and I'll always be in your corner. Guys, we have the podcast. We released this episode that you never heard from us again.
Okay. If this was our last conversation, what would something you never, I'd never want you to forget? I know that me leaving, you know, is going to form a big void in your life. Big void. I know you can't replace me. But like I said, everybody around, you're surrounded by so much love. Don't forget that. Yeah. Don't forget that you're surrounded by, like, trust your friends, lean on your friends. Never forget that. And also, like, yeah. And also, you're capable of achieving your dreams. But yeah,
dream catcher.
Yeah, I think
around us all.
Yeah, so that was us playing the And game. I really enjoyed that, actually.
I know why it's Emmy Award winning.
I know why. We're just getting deep. We didn't even know we were getting deep.
Yeah.
But I think you expect way more episodes with not way more, but a few more episodes with us playing the And, because there's loads of different, like, categories. Some of them will be more lighthearted. This one we just wanted to, you know, let's connect. She'll get. But yeah, as we said, the game is actually, you can get the physical card game, which is obviously unlimited cards and probably deeper questions. Yeah. That's about £20. We don't have that money. So we got the free version in the app version. You get about 5 free plays a month, which is
more than access to all the days.
How many friends do you have? Are you a friend whore? 5 plays a month is okay. But yeah, if you want to play with your friends, the End game, we're really advertising as if they paid us. They didn't pay us, guys.
This is a paid partnership.
This is our paid partnership, but yeah, guys. So, okay, thank you for listening to us today. We hope to see you next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Care Package Pod.
and TikTok at The Care Package Pod. So you know when our next deliveries are. As we said, TikToks and visual contents are still coming. So
it's going to be ready now. Yeah.
Keep following, keep watching, keep liking, keep reposting, and all that good stuff.
God.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.